A dog is man's best friend could not ring more true for people who seek comfort from furry companions to better their mental health. Sunshine Therapy Dogs is trying to make the impact of emotional support stemming from spending time with dogs more accessible. It started in 2020 in Toronto and has grown to 10 other cities and regions since then. Guelph is a newer chapter that formed at the end of December. The dogs haven't made their first visit yet, but Guelph program director Lainey Clark is excited to get things going. Clark knows what it's like to receive comfort from an animal. She has a 3-year-old cockapoo named Maisie, who is a little bit anxious herself. When Clark moved to Kitchener a couple years ago, she didn't know anyone there. So she was really my only support system, said Clark. The intention behind Sunshine Therapy Dogs is to support people with stress, anxiety and depression by simply being in the physical presence of a dog. Sunshine Therapy Dogs is able to run because volunteers and their dogs participate during visits to schools, long-term care homes, workplaces and homes. The dogs aren't certified therapy dogs but go through a test with a training and behavior therapist. A lot of dogs that don't qualify for other organizations qualify for us because we believe that dogs don't need to be perfectly behaved to provide comfort to people, said Clark. The test measures the dog's temperament and the trainer wants to see as if the dog wants to be there. They also want to see if the handler advocate for their dog. If they notice their dog is getting overwhelmed, the handler should take the dog away from the situation to give them room to breathe. During the test, the dogs are approached and petted. Loud noises are simulated to make sure dogs are unbothered. The process was interesting for Clark to watch because one of the dogs in the Guelph group she wasn't sure would pass. The dog was barking a lot, but it was because they were so excited to be there and they wanted to be pet so badly, she said. Guelph volunteers expressed to Clark they wanted to join the organization because they know how much their dog helps them. Some of them have their own mental health struggles and want to help other people this way. The dog visits can be in a group setting or a one-on-one visit. It can help older adults who experience isolation, people who are grieving their own pet, or support those in high-stress work environments. For older adults who live alone, it can help with loneliness since they can build a connection with the dog and the volunteer. In a workplace setting, Clark believes employees benefit from employers who prioritize their mental health. She thinks spending time with dogs can improve anyone's mood. You never know what someone's going through, right? You never know how severe it is. But just having this one visit, or even a weekly visit, could genuinely be life-changing to someone pulling themselves out of a really dark place, said Clark. Clark is looking forward to seeing what the positive impact of the dogs can have on the Guelph community.